Yeah, this is something that I've raised in the last municipal district meeting and the one previous to this, about the length of time it's going to take to get any works carried out in Nuggineally. And we've heard today quite clearly that it'll be probably mid next year before we see any works taking place. But I asked at that meeting, and I'm sure you were present to hear it, about the would it require part day planning, and now it seems it's going to require part day planning, and that will take in a public consultation period, which people have their say of what they want there and what's well, we know what's required there, but it's going to be a public consultation period. So I'll be hoping that we could do that as quickly as possible, and for people, you know, to work with the council on this, because you know, the last thing we want is objections to where these raised platforms is going to be in the town. So I would ask people to, the roads engineer had said that they met with in their monthly meetings with the emergency services, and they've spoke to the guards to show a guard of presence. That's very, very important in the end term of what issues is happening down there, that they show a guard of presence there until this happens.
It is regrettable, though, that there are so many stages and hoops, as it were, to kind of go through. But ultimately, as it was mentioned, it is a change in structure to a primary route, and that's why it's necessary.
Of course, and anything with anything regarding the TIA, because there, as I say, they're nationally based, and it's national roads we're talking about. That's why it takes this length of time to go through. If it had been on a regional road, it would be different. But this is on the national primary. So, unfortunately, but we're glad to get it to this stage. But it just took a long, long time to get it to this stage.